Sitka Tzadik. Why is the Mishpat
Zadok? What's Mishpat Zadok? Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim is taken. Every once in a while, you see like Rav Tzadik will throw something in there, like a couple of words. And it's just like, okay, wait a second, what did you just say? So this is one of those. V'zman ha'achona hazeh. So again, we're talking about preparation for Kabbalah Tzomach Shemaim at night, Shemoneh Esrei at night, Tefillah at night. V'zman ha'achona hazu, ha'kol lefi mashu adam. The time to prepare for the B'ayit, to say Kriya Shema at night, to daven Ma'ariv, is according to each person, individual has his own time. Now listen, v'chassidim, hayu shoyim rak shah achas letfilah. You heard what he said? Chassidim Rishonim that the Gemara talks about, they would only prepare for an hour. We read that the Gemara and like, what took so long? And they would only take an hour. I mean, in Kutsk and in Pshischa, from that whole tree where he comes from, like, Zman was not really much of a thing. Right. It wasn't really like, so that's where he's coming from.
What do you mean it wasn't really a thing?
Zman wasn't really...
It was a footnote.
Yeah.
It was
Amshinov-esque.
Almost Amshinov?
Yeah, hours. Hours.
That's what I'm saying.
Gera
came
out
like that.
Gera doesn't even resemble anything of what it was. There's a story with the Chiddush HaRim. That the Chiddush HaRim was once called to a meeting with Ruke Eger. I don't remember who the other two were. Two other Gedolei Olam. That he was called to a meeting. And he hadn't davened yet. And he sat down by the meeting. And I don't remember if it was Ruke Eger or somebody else who put out put out some food to eat. And he offered. So on the spot, he can't eat in davened yet. On the spot, he came with like this whole Vilda Pilpo about the bracha. It's like, I'm not sure what the bracha is, but I have a certain sefer at home that I can look it up. He ran home, made up whatever teretz, davened, came back and ate. It's a very famous book on Ger, on Chiddush HaRim. I forgot what it's called. It's like the authoritative. So it's not coming from nowhere, their story. V'zetam gamkein, sherchivu b'zman shal arvis adam ayda shachar. That's why Marvi have all night. Ki b'cheshkas leil kosha limtzoi behiris malchus shemayim. At night, in the dark of night, it's difficult to find the clarity that's necessary to be able to be mekabem ol malchus shemayim. Pa'amim adalos ha-shachar. Sometimes it'll take till the morning. Kulei hai v'ulai. And even then. Masha'in kein b'yoyim, as opposed to by day, lahagid by boiker chazdecha, lashin magid hagada. You're saying it over with clarity. Oz esher lahagid miyad by boiker mitoch araniker. In the morning, you can say it with clarity. You can say it clearly. You can be magid. You can be mesaper, right? You can say. You can be the kabbalas amachas shemayim. Mashen kim beleilos, but at night, right? Lahagid by boiker chazdecha b'munascha beleilos rakhem muna believe. You can't be magid anything at night. Tamuna, v'loyah hagada shuatza ha'itza mikoyach alapoya al ha'avar. Hagada is that when things came out to fruition, then you can be magid. But at night you can't do that. Ela hakivoy ela asid. You hope for the future. Kasha asa boiker gam b'cholalayla kula. When the morning comes, then you'll be able to see and understand the whole night. Emunas chabalilis, to hope for the future. It's very hard to be mekabel malchus shemayim in such a matzav. Without that, without the behiris of the day. V'lechach, tefilas arvis rishus. Right, the Gemara says, tefilas arvis rishus, it's not a chayva. Ki tefila, as opposed to shema, tefila, hu ha'koros ha'noichach, yoyseh mekriya shema, k'mo shikasavti le'el. Like we said in piece Vav, that Shemoneh Esrei, you're saying baruch ha'ata, there's much more clarity, you're talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom, as opposed to shema, you're not saying ata. V'yesher l'chayev b'layla, you cannot be mechayev somebody to daven at night. Medina de Gemara, you cannot be mechayiv somebody to say to daven at night because it sometimes a person cannot come to that place of having that emuna. Dezeshmi la'olam, it says without a vav, ksiv, ba'olam hazeh, in this world, the Gemara says, the shame of Hashem is hidden. Shadayim la'layla. Rak reshus, it's a reshus, l'mi shechaneinu Hashem li'ois layla k'yom yarloi. It's a reshus that somebody who at night, that is as bright as day, for such a person, he can say Shema at night, Shemin Esrei at night. Listen to this. Rak ha'idna, be'ikvas de Mashiach. The Gemara says, the Rishonim say that it's ha'idna, it becomes a chayva to say Marav at night. Why? Because being that we're in the ikvas of the Mashiach, karav la'or hayoyim, we're getting close to the day again, kablinu l'chayva. It's shayach that we can be able to say barachat. It's shayach to say emuna balelos. Because the day is starting to, it's starting to shine. This is a big yisoid that's brought in a lot of places, is that as much as we're getting further away, so it's becoming more chayshach, but we're also coming closer to the end, where the Ur of Mashiach is starting to light up. And as we get further away from here, but we're getting closer to here, to the extent that now, saying Shemin Esrei at night, Kavu Chayva, now because that Ur is starting to give a little bit of light, a person can say Menascha Balelos. A person can say Shemin Esrei at night. There's a similar thing that Rav Tzadik says, which obviously is going to have a lot to do with what we just said. At the beginning of Parshas Vayechi in Pri Tzadik, he writes that the famous Kasha, the Parshas Stuma, Parshas Vayechi from Vayigash, there's no Revach, there's no space. So he explains, brings from the Zohar and from others, is that Vayechi Yaakov, is that Yaakov in Mitzrayim had his Iker Chias, his Iker Aliyah happened in Mitzrayim. How do we begin to understand that? It should have been Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim of all places. And it goes through the history of Klal Yisrael, how we see that all of our main accomplishments happen in Golos. Talmud Bavli goes through the list of things that happened. Everything was done in Golos. All of our accomplishments were done in Golos. So, says Yeshleimar gam kein tam listima. This is why the parsha is closed. Ki be'emes enyin hazeh sheyushlam Yaakov b'kedushasay in Mitzrayim v'lei ba'aretz. Says it doesn't make sense. Him inyanam stumim v'nalama miseichel adam lavinam. We can't understand it. V'amru ma hoyu hafsakos mishamshes. What's the point of the breaks, the spaces in the parshas? To give time to be misbinded, to understand. It's not shaykh to understand. To be misbinded. What are you not going to understand it? So therefore the parshas are closed. Because there's no point in trying to be misbinded. Why did Yaakov have this aliyah over here of all places? Why is Klal Yisrael and Gullus have these incredible accomplishments? That our hearts should not melt. We're getting smaller. We saw what happened to our avos in Golus. I heard from the Rebbe of Binim, even though the tefashis get smaller, there's a certain nakuda in the lev that becomes more tahar as time goes on. It's the same idea that Ur is starting to shine. The Ur of Mashiach is starting to come out. So we spoke about the idea of our Iker growth and our Iker Aliyah happening in the Laila. And we started off by saying is that you have to just hold on for dear life. And then we explained that from the Ishbitzer that it's not just on hold on for dear life, your Iker growth happens in Choshech. And now we're saying is that it's Ur of Mashiach that happens in Choshech. What you're able to tap into when you're going through that, when you're in Choshech and lack of Behirus, is the Ur of Mashiach. Just finish off the piece. Yoyser Mizman Kriya Shema. Shemin Esrei, you can daven later than Shema. Kila Kabbalah Sanoichach Mimachos Shemaim Tzachachon Yoyser. To be able to say Shemin Esrei, you have to need more preparation than Shema. V'lakach yesh tashlumen l'tfila etzal tfila hasmucha. And therefore, you could this tashlumen. If you miss the tefillah, you can be mashlam it. Afal pisha over asman, because you need more preparation. You haven't been able to prepare for it. You can still chop around the preparation that you need. Right? He's assuming the only reason this person would miss the tefillah is because he wasn't able to prepare. Wasn't able to get into the mindset. Avada. What other reason? Right? What other reason would there be? Yeah. Well, they're different. Yeah, they're under sartachanis. Mashen kein betefillas hashlishes havim ofis. Once you've missed a third, meaning the third to make up for two tefillahs ago, that you can't do. The betrays him, they have a chazaka lagabe oysed loimatsi mechavena. Two times is a chazaka, according to that shita. And once you've missed, you weren't able to prepare for two tefillahs, you have to let it go. And you're not going to be able to prepare for this one. Shkach.
Shkach, thank you.
What piece is that?
Chas.
I'm going to take my one instead. Shkach.